ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
What's happening on the big screen and the small? What to watch?
Critic of screens large and small, Wenli Mars, with us once more to review the latest offerings. Wenli, good evening to you. Welcome back to Nightlife.
Hello.
Now, we've got three things. Pluribus, which is a new series out on Apple TV, Death by Lightning on Netflix, and a feature film, If I Had Legs, I'd Kick You. All right, let's start with Pluribus. What's all this?
Well, this was shrouded in secrecy for so long because it is the new project from Vince Gilligan, the creator of Breaking Bad. He was a writer on The X-Files. So, you know, this is a guy that people get very excited about when he's doing something new. And all anyone knew for ages was that it was sci-fi-ish. And now the first two episodes are out, so we can kind of talk about it in actually more specific terms, because this is such an interesting story. And not only is it interesting, it's so well made. The performances are so great. It stars Rhea Seehorn, who was in Better Call Saul, also a Gilligan show. Mm-hmm. And she plays this romantic-y best-selling novelist. And one night, everyone around her starts convulsing, and except for her. For some reason, she is not convulsing. She can see everything that's happening, but no one else is. And what's actually happened is that this virus has spread around the world that has created, like, essentially a hive mind of the entire world's population, so that every single person that exists on Earth has not only the memories and a knowledge of themselves, but of every single other person, which is really freaky. But this collective are, you know, content and happy. There is no more violence in the world. There's no division. There's no disagreement other than this character and 12 others who just seemingly are weirdly immune to it. So, of course, she is very against it. She wants everything to go back to normal, for free will to prevail, even though, you know, at the moment, it's world peace. And so Vince Gilligan wrote this show, or he came up with this idea years ago. So he wasn't specifically talking about AI, but as I was watching it, all I could see were these parables about AI, because I think even in the most optimistic Pollyanna view of it, the idea of AI is that, you know, you can share everything in the world so that instead of, say, there being only five specialist surgeons who can do this one operation, everyone could do it, or like any machine could do it. But what you lose in that process of individuality is actually the thing that makes humanity what it is. So there's just all these great philosophical questions around this. But beyond that, it's also incredibly entertaining. It does have this, like, if you're the last person on Earth sort of vibe to it. And Rhea Seehorn is so good. I could just watch her read the phone book. She's amazing.
How many in the series?
There will be 9 episodes.
Okay. All right. It's out on Apple TV. Let's take a listen to some of it.
Good morning, Carol. Is there anything we could do to cheer you up?
Hey, Carol.
We just want you to be happy.
Can I ask a question?
Certainly. What would you like to know?
How do I reverse all this?
Rest assured, Carol. We will figure out what makes you different.
Figure it out. Why?
So you can join us.
If I asked right now, would you give me a hand grenade?
Yes.
What about a bazooka?
Mm-hmm.
What about a tank?
Oh, sure.
Okay. All right. Stars for
funny.
Stars for Pluribus?
4 stars. I thought it was great.
4 stars. Okay, good stuff. All right, Death by Lightning. This is a limited edition Netflix show, billed as an historical drama about America's 20th president, James Garfield, and the man who assassinated him.
Yeah, so James Garfield is like almost a historical footnote. He, you know, in the show is actually referred to as probably someone that who will be forgotten, who will come up as a piece of arcane trivia, like, you know, who was the second American president to be assassinated, because the others include JFK and Abraham Lincoln. But Garfield was assassinated by a mentally ill man only like 3 or 4 months into his term. So he does kind of bring up this interesting you know, exploration of what it is about American politics that is so violent. Even though I don't think the show necessarily explores or goes into that very deeply, that's certainly the conversation that it triggered for me. This is only 4 episodes. Garfield was killed in 1881, so this is about 20 years after the Civil War. He's a Republican, as in like an Abraham Lincoln Republican, not a 2025 Republican. And he was an accidental president. He wasn't running to be the nominee for the Republican Party, but he gave this rousing speech on the floor of the convention, and he was sort of drafted because there was 34 deadlocked ballots between the other candidates. So you do get a bit of this, you know, electoral process, because, you know, if you love the West Wing, you'll be like kind of hanging on to all those little details of things. But it's got a great cast. So you've got you've got Michael Shannon playing Garfield. You've got Matthew McFadden, who, of course, from Succession, he plays Charles Guiteau, the man who assassinates him. Bradley Whitford from The West Wing, he's in this too, as is Nick Offerman. It's only 4 episodes. It's actually quite short. And in some ways, it probably could have benefited from a couple more episodes. But it is like, it's a trifle of a series. Like, it is not The West Wing. It's not that great HBO miniseries they had on John Adams a few years, well, I guess probably almost 20 years ago now. But I enjoyed it just because I do like American history, and this time in American history is so fascinating. And because, you know, as they rightly predict in the show, James Garfield is not someone that is widely remembered. And it was good to just get a bit more context around what had happened with him.
Yes, he's probably, as you say, not well known. He fought in the Union Army in the Civil War, but as to some degree an accidental president. That's true, but famous mainly for the manner of his death more than anything else. Do you think?
Yeah. You know what is great about this show, though, is that the composer, the music is really good. And it's Raman Djawadi, who did like the Game of Thrones and the Westworld scores. So if nothing else, it's really lovely to listen to.
Yes. And much like a lot of 19th century medicine, he may have survived, of course, if there'd been reasonable antiseptics around at the time.
Yes.
Too, because he wasn't killed by the shot. No.
No, it was basically incompetent doctors.
Yep. Exactly. Here's a taste of death by lightning.
There is an energy in the air. We're on the precipice of something desperately exciting.
I made a vow to end the rot in our party.
President James Garfield!
All I want is to be a part of it.
My name is Charles Guiteau.
What line of work are you in?
Politics.
Jim, you're their leader. Your job is to inspire hope.
Perhaps I can't change anything.
You will not run from the battle. Now go show those bastards who we are.
Death by Lightning. It's about America's 20th president, James Garfield. As I say, not a well-known and for good reason. President, but famous for the fact that he was assassinated. Exactly. Stars, what do you reckon?
Solid 3.
3 stars?
Okay. Yeah.
All right, good-o. Now, if I had legs, I'd kick you. Okay.
Oh, this is a really
This is a feature film.
It's
got a bit of Oscars buzz for Rose Byrne.
It does. I mean, I love Rose Byrne. I think she's a fantastic actor. She, you know, she's got amazing range. She can do the darkest of dramas and the funniest of goofiest of comedies. And this is, I think, probably the performance that she's had that has gotten the closest, is gaining the most in terms of Oscars buzz, and well-deserved. She plays a woman who is a therapist, and it is very much a story on the brink. You know, she's in a mental spiral. She has a daughter who is unwell. The film is actually interesting that it doesn't ever show you the daughter in whole. Like, you see glimpses of the child, like a leg here, a silhouette there, but you never see the kid. What you do is you hear the child. And I think that unknowability really ratchets up the tension, because this is a really, really stressful movie. And so it is about this woman who's, you know, absolutely just can't handle everything that is going on, and through no fault of hers, really, it's just life has thrown these terrible circumstances at her where she is basically almost single parenting this sick child and having to deal with work, having to deal with the her absent husband, played by Christian Slater, and like the fact that the ceiling in their apartment has collapsed and it's flooded and they have to go live in a motel, and her daughter is just incredibly uncooperative. It's a movie that I have actually warned a couple of my friends right now who are pregnant to not watch, but for everyone else, it is fantastic. Like, it's a smaller film. It's made by a woman named Mary Bronstein. She wrote and directed it and drew partly from her own experience. But I think whether or not you are a parent of a small child in these specific circumstances, or if you're just someone who, you know, on a bad day, you're like, I've got too much going on, can't handle it. Like, it is very, very triggering. But at the same time, you know, in the trendy parlance, you will feel seen in this character. And some great supporting performances. Another Australian, Danielle McDonald, ASAP Rocky, Conan O'Brien shows up as one of her colleagues and her therapist. And every single scene just kind of moves with this, you know, very high-pitched intensity and energy. And I felt like I was vibrating from it for hours afterwards. I couldn't shake it off.
Here we are. It's If I Had Legs, I'd Kick You.
We are out of time. I have another patient coming, so.
Wait, now? What about the 10-minute warning?
Yeah, I just wasn't paying attention.
Can you respond to the email that I sent you about my dream?
I don't respond to my clients' dream emails.
You've missed the last few weeks of family sessions.
I told you what happened. Our entire ceiling fell down and we're living out of the hotel.
Yo, crazy pants. I was gonna partake in surfing the web for some things that I'm into.
What kind of stuff?
I'm supposed to know how to fix this. I'm supposed to know how to fix her.
What is it you think it's your job to fix?
I'm asking you what I'm supposed to do.
If I Had Legs, I'd Kick You. What a Rose Byrne is the attraction here. Wen Lee, stars?
4 stars.
4 stars, okay. So there we got it. All right, Pluribus, new series out on Apple TV. It's just begun. 4 stars for that. Death by Lightning, it's a limited edition Netflix show. 3 stars for that. And 4 stars for the cinema. If I Had Legs, I'd Kick You. Wen Lee, terrific to talk. Thanks.
Thank you.
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife.